Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everyone, it's Amanda Radke back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their communities to make this country stronger. Today, I have the pleasure of finally connecting with a social media friend I've had for a very long while. Her name is Linda Salant from North Carolina, also known as the Carnitarian. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to finally be able to talk to you. It's great.
Yes. And it's funny, just full disclosure, she just interviewed me for her YouTube channel as well. So I will link that conversation too. So it's like we're pretending we're talking fresh here. We've been talking for the last hour. So that is going to be a really fun episode as well. But so Linda, tell us about you. How did you land on the carnivore diet and like, who are you? What do you do?
So, yeah, I mean, also known as the Carnitarian, right? So I have been a carnivore, eating like in a carnivore way, which is really just meat and animal products for about 9 years now. It's not the only thing I do. I do lots of other things too, but my social media is basically, you can see me sharing recipes, doing tips. I do some coaching. I teach people, you know, that eating meat, beef, chicken, eggs, pork, fish, is healthful and sustainable and good for us. I've sort of turned my life around. I've had a lot of things get better, health improvements because of a carnivore diet. So I kind of share on social media, you know, letting people know that this is absolutely a healthy way of eating, something that they can maintain. And if they have any questions or problems with it, I help them out just to keep it going. I mean, it's just something that I've been able to maintain so easily. But yeah, that's kind of me.
Well, you're the second carnivore I've had on the show. Serena Music came on with the Carnivore Revolution. And after that episode aired, so many people were like, that I know in the cattle business, because this show really reaches a lot of farmers and ranchers. And they're like, I've known you forever and I didn't know you were a carnivore. And I was like, well, it's because the diet, yeah, it changed my life, but it's just, it's become autopilot for me. I don't even think about it anymore, but you've not only decided to change your diet and eat this way, but now you're sharing it with the rest of the world. I guess what motivates you to spend so much time on social media talking about this way of life?
Yeah, you know, it's just really upsetting to me that people are being given the wrong information. I mean, from top to bottom, from all of our health experts, mm-hmm. especially, that we're being given the wrong information about what makes us healthy and how to keep ourselves out of the medical system. I grew up in a household where we ate standard American diet. We weren't, you know, gluttonous people, but my parents have had health problems. And when I was in my 20s, I had health problems. And it was just considered part of, you know, aging. And as you get older, you're going to experience, you know, indigestion, and you're going to experience some headaches every now and then, and you're going to experience depression and anxiety because that's what we have in our society now. And, you know, sure, your knees are going to hurt. And these are things that were popping up like in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I never had a regular cycle. And it was like, oh, well, that's just your body. That's just how it works, you know? And when you go to doctors to find out, you know, can I improve? They never address diet. If they do, they tell you to stick with the food pyramid. They tell you to eat more fruits and vegetables, which has helped no one if you're really looking at the way that our population is going. If we follow that advice, we end up actually getting worse. Right. And so when I came upon the carnivore diet was sort of a secondary thing to where I started, which was with an Atkins diet.
Sure.
And in college, post-college, I learned about the Atkins diet. I learned about ketosis and I learned about how low carb can be so good. At the time, prior to that, everybody was like, you know, fat's the enemy number one. You've got to stay away from fat and eat the snack wells. You know, sugar is not going to harm you. You just burn it off, but you've got to stay away from fat. And I was doing that and it wasn't helping me at all. So when I started a low carbohydrate diet and I started in that induction period with the Atkins diet, I felt great. You know, it was like things just were getting better. Inflammation went down. I lost some weight. I felt better. So as years went by, I found myself sort of going in and out back to that ketogenic diet. And after I had my son, my second child, I went, this was in 2015. I was online. I was looking for ketogenic recipes or something. And on Facebook, the same group that you are in, which is how I know you,
yeah,
zeroing in on health popped up, and where there were all these success stories of people doing like the ultimate ketogenic diet, like the ultimate elimination diet, where you're not doing steak, broccoli, and blue cheese. You're just like steak, maybe add the blue cheese, but skip the broccoli. And I was like, you know what? That's absolutely doable for me. So I started with that. I started going deep into the research of, you know, just like a meat only diet and animal foods only diet. And I just felt so much better without the vegetables that now, you know, like my migraines are gone. My joint pain is better. Anxiety, depression is lifted. Things are just so much better. I mean, gas, bloating, gone. There's no reason for me to go back. And so when I see people online, you know, that have health problems or weight troubles, and they're saying, you know, I really should have more fiber. I'm like, no, that's not it. And I feel compelled to sort of share with them that you have been misled and you shouldn't try and do those doctor recommended guidelines even harder, because those aren't going to help you. Like, let me teach you a different way. Try it for 30 days. And if the people stick with it for 30 days, they don't go back.
Right.
You know, there's very few people that actually that are willing to commit to it. But when they commit to it, they don't go back to a standard American diet. They realize that it really is making them feel so much better.
Well, I think the misconception too is that it's a diet of deprivation, like where you're depriving yourself of things all the time. And I'm like, oh yeah, really tough life I have. Like, I get to eat ribeyes all the time. I can have cheese and heavy cream. And like, it's a very satiating way of eating.
Absolutely.
You feel great. You have the energy.
No, it's fantastic. And also, I mean, think of the time you're saving, right? Like, I used to spend hours, first of all, food shopping for a million ingredients, chopping up the salads, because I was a big salad person. And I'd have 25 ingredients in my salads, half of which would rot in my refrigerator before I could even eat it. So there's cost savings, there's time savings, and the food is delicious. No, I'm not deprived. Like, I'm eating ribs. Like you said, I'm eating ribeye. I'm eating New York strip steaks. I'm having, you know, pork and fish and cheese, and I'm living it up. And everyone else is over there with their granola bars. I'm like, have at it. Like, those are for you, not for me.
Right. And not to mention they're like counting every calorie because they feel like if they go above a certain calorie, they're going to get fat. Well, it's like, but they're still hungry at the end of the day too, even though it's like they're trying. And yeah, that's, to me, it's been a very freeing thing that I haven't had to count calories. I haven't had to stress out about feeling like a hamster on a wheel, like the calories in, calories out method. It's like, no, I eat what my body tells me I need. And then there's just freedom in that.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus. With its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract, BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it.
And yeah, like you said, no more food waste and no more crazy meal planning. It's the hardest thing is making sure you have meat thawed and ready to go.
Right. And now I will say, I mean, there are a lot of people who start in the carnivore diet and they hear that same thing. Like you don't have to pay attention to calories. So eat as much as you want and eat till you're full. And they end up gaining weight. They end up not being successful on the carnivore diet because they're being told that. So, yes. I mean, still like calories do matter. And if you've got an issue with finding your satiety, that has to get worked on. And sometimes tracking in the beginning and doing not the calorie counting, but sort of, I like to do like a protein counting,
right,
making sure you're getting in enough protein and that you're not like forcing fat can help people too, just to be, you know, just to be able to see the results that they're hoping for so that they say to themselves, well, yeah, this is working for me. Because a lot of times it's about weight loss for people.
It is.
And so if people don't get that at the start, they sometimes get a little discouraged. But yeah, it's so much easier to do than any other kind of crazy diet where you're shopping for ingredients and trying to come up with, you know, eat the rainbow. And
I know. I feel like I had to mourn, like I was a big gardener, so I loved the veggies and all the things. I loved the, like having my hands in the soil and doing all that. Mm. Then I also like baking is a big thing in our family for all the holidays. So I feel like I had to kind of mourn those traditions in our family, but yet now I'm very popular at parties and family gatherings because I usually bring like, you know, a smoked brisket or something. Like that's everybody right. loves it. So yeah, it's a mindset shift, I think, definitely. And just trusting the process like that it's going to be different than anything you've ever done before. But the freedom that comes with it is, it's hard to even describe really. But that's why you're a coach and I'm like, just go eat steak and you'll be good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When people talk about food freedom and they talk about, you know, like, you know, a lot of people come to carnivore with like this sort of like food addiction where they've got like sugar addiction, a binge addiction. And then they find this like food freedom where they aren't thinking about food constantly. Mm-hmm. Carnivore sort of allows that because you've been given these sort of guardrails of like what is food and what is not food.
Right.
And if you can live within those guardrails, you can stop thinking about food. So that's very helpful for people. Right. It is a total mind shift of switching from what you thought was going to help you, going to fuel you to now something else. But then people with like an addictive personality can sometimes benefit so greatly from it.
Oh, totally. And that's why I will say, like when I mentioned about like not having to count, I found for me at the beginning, the hardest part was that I did come from that like tracking everything mentality. And then I would always fall off the rails. And there's a gal that I've been kind of coaching behind the scenes on and off. And I think she would keep falling off the wagon because she would get these sugar cravings. And I would continue to tell her, it's because you're not eating enough. You need to just, if you have a sugar craving, go eat a burger or some pepperoni or something, because it'd be better to do that than to fall into, you know, a big thing of cake or ice cream or something. Like feed your body. And when your body trusts that it's going to get the nutrients it needs, like some of that stuff will just shut off and you don't.
Right.
Like I don't get sugar cravings now, like 11 years later, it's not even a thing for me.
You right.
know? It's just no willpower required, but maybe in those early days, a lot of willpower.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I find a lot of the people that come to me that think that they are not having success with their health because they are, you know, that they've got to go carnivore because they're whatever food they're eating is making them overweight
yep.
and they're eating too much. it turns out they're actually under eating.
Yeah.
You know, and so those people are like, they're starved for nutrients. And if you were to eat like a standard American diet, which is like 10% protein, you know, there's not much protein in what we're eating. And you think of like people having these healthful breakfasts with oatmeal and fruit, like how much protein is in there? No animal protein is in there. Right. And then you've got lunch where you've got a salad and maybe 4 ounces of chicken, still not a lot of protein. And so the people are filling themselves up and sort of like stuffing themselves with fiber and indigestible foods, but not getting the nutrition that they need. So it becomes far more sustainable when you head to like a carnivore lifestyle where you're getting the protein, you're feeling that satiety, and then you're not, you know, you don't have to like count calories anymore because you're just, you end up finding that little pocket where you live, where you know you've got the protein in, you've got the fat in, and you do feel good.
Right. Well, since I'm a cattle rancher, I kind of liken it to, that seems to me like a cattle ration of feed with like a whole bunch of roughage and like cows get fat on that. Like that's the whole thing. But if you eat like a wolf, maybe like wolves stay nice and lean and they, you know, they're really active and they don't just sit around grazing all day. They go and they hunt and then they eat something is satiating and then they move on with their lives. So yeah. To me, I look at a lot of that stuff now, like I loved a great salad, but now to me, it looks like something I'd feed my cows.
So. I agree with you. And then add to that the fact that most people are indoors all the time. And so, you know, what are we doing, right? It's like the pig ration. It's like we give the oats, we keep them indoors and then give them skim milk, right? Like something low fat. And that is the best way to fatten a pig. And we give this to ourselves and we think we're somehow going to be healthy. And then on the flip side, you know, people who say, well, we should be eating tons and tons of fiber. Like, are they thinking like, are we like cattle? Like, do we have those stomachs that we can digest and absorb nutrients that way? It just doesn't work that way.
No.
I mean, like our systems are set up to digest meat. And it's interesting to me because sometimes people will say, you know, I just feel terrible when I eat meat. You know, I just feel like it sits in my gut and it doesn't digest. And oftentimes it's because if you look at what these people are used to eating and the medications that they've been taking, they have low stomach acid where they're not able to digest the meat. And it just takes a little bit of time to sort of get back to your base biology of how your stomach should work as a human. You should absolutely be able to digest protein. You know, some people say, I just can't do it. Like, no, you're not a cow.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
The Heart of Rural America is presented in part by Lynn's Heritage Angus and Meats by Lynn's. Founded in 1963 as a Chicago neighborhood butcher shop and growing to an international supplier of high-quality beef in the white tablecloth space, Meats by Lynn's is a four-generation family-owned business. The Lynn's Heritage Angus program was developed to allow for greater control of the end product, a focus on using elite Angus genetics while also managing the feed, environment, age, and weight of the cattle, allows Fred Lins and his crew the ability to source the very best beef produced from the heart of their Angus program, meeting and exceeding the needs of their customers worldwide. Discover more at linsheritageangus.com and shop for beef at shoplins.com. Use code AMANDA20 to save 20% on your next beef purchase.
You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
So what advice would you give someone for their first 30 days of carnivore? Like, how should they approach it?
So depending on the background, but generally, you know, it's going to vary. But generally, I tell people find the cuts of meat that you like, whatever it is, because the top priority has to be in the beginning, getting rid of the other foods. Sometimes it's not about what we are eating. It's about what we can leave behind that's doing the damage. So getting to that first point of being able to leave behind all of that junk, like fake food, that is sometimes top priority. I mean, it is top priority. So find the animal products that you like, no matter what they are. Don't worry about the macros. Don't worry about the calories. Just worry about your ingredients. Because if you're still dipping into the chocolate croissants, like, we're going to have a problem. So we want you to just focus on just getting the ingredients right, getting those animal proteins right. That's how I tell people to start. And, you know, the second great tip is just to always be prepared, always have meat on hand, especially cooked meat, because people will find success if they never have to reach into the refrigerator and all that's available is, you know, the cut fruit. If that's what's available to you to eat quick, or the sugary yogurt, if that's what's available, that's what you're going to grab for. But if you've always got like cooked meat patties in there or cold steak left over from the night before, that's going to really help. And a lot of times people will rely on convenience, carnivore foods, which tend to be high fat dairy.
Yeah.
And that gets them into a lot of trouble. So I say have meat prepared, ready, like in the fridge, like the way a cheese stick is ready for you in the fridge. You want to have meat ready for you in the fridge. Right. So you can just grab it when you're hungry.
Totally. Yeah. No, this is great stuff. And you guys, she is so knowledgeable on cattle industry issues. You'd be amazed at like how much she knows. And so I got to tell you, I'm impressed by your ability to see the big picture too and kind of connect the dots. So as you've gone carnivore and you've studied the beef industry, is there anything you wish cattle producers knew from like your perspective, or like things that we should think about as we're trying to do a better job for the people we're trying to serve?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I hear oftentimes like that cattle ranchers are sort of they're not embarrassed about what they do, but they are unwilling to promote like the health benefits of the beef that they produce, because, you know, like we were discussing in our podcast, and people should go and like definitely check out the episode. I'm going to post it on the YouTube.
Yeah.
That beef producers really just aren't allowed to say that beef is healthy, right? They have to say lean beef is healthy. Mm-hmm. And so you get into this situation where I think beef producers are sort of holding back. And I wish that they wouldn't hold back, because we want to hear about the health benefits of beef. People really need to know. And you know, they also, cattle producers like yourself need to know that we appreciate you so much. I mean, so much, because you guys are doing the hard work. All we're doing is cooking it and eating it, talking about it, but you guys are making it. So thank you.
Well, there is this weird dynamic too in the cattle business where like if you promote yourself too much, you feel like you're offending somebody else who's doing it differently. So as an example, with Bid on Beef, because we've picked our niche of the people we want to serve, and we've selected Angus and Wagyu and like a very marbled high-end, like premium prime beef eating experience, all my friends that raise cattle, different breeds or different types, they see it as like a referendum or a criticism. And it's like, no, because like I told you earlier, I believe there's a rancher for every consumer. And it's a matter of like being proud of what you raise and then promoting it, sharing your story, and then finding your people. And that's the beauty of it. So I got to say, just full disclosure, Linda just purchased beef on Bid on Beef. She signed on, registered for an account. She ordered some ribeye burgers from Reverse Rocking Our Ranch, just got it delivered to her yesterday. So Linda, shameless plug, but I guess I'd like to hear from your perspective what that experience was like. You were really great in giving me feedback on the website and things we could update and change as we're like in our very first auctions here. But what did you like about the platform, I guess, and buying beef that way?
I mean, I loved it. I love an auction. Auctions are fun, right? eBay's fun. Everybody loves an auction. I mean, and it's so exciting because you go in and you're like, maybe I can get this for a steal. You know, it's like, it's better than the discount shop. Like you're like, maybe I can get this for a steal. Like, let's see. Auctions are fun. So I bid on a lot and I got outbid and I was so sad about it. But then I went back in, I bid on another lot and I won. And it was fantastic. I mean, start to finish, that you all delivered. Well, the ranch delivered it so quickly. It was frozen solid. I mean, no issues in transportation. I was so happy with it. So I can't wait to try it. I've got a package of it defrosting in my fridge right now. I'm going to cook it up for dinner. So we'll see.
I'm excited to hear the review, and I really appreciate the support. And, you know, we're cutting this one short today, so I wish we could talk longer, but I'm also going to make sure to link to our conversation we had on your YouTube channel. So maybe just to close out the show, can you tell us where people can follow you and get more tips and tricks for the carnivore way of life?
Yeah, so absolutely. You can check me out at The Carnotarian on Instagram. I'm there all the time. You can send me a message. The website is thecarnotarianlife.com, where I sell spice blends. I've got a meatball blend and a chili blend. And it, oh my gosh, Amanda, I've got to send you some because you would love these meatballs. And this chili is just the most delicious. So you can find me there. And then also I do carnivore coaching. So if you just Google, you know, Linda Salant, carnivore coach, my link will come up and I'd be happy to chat with you and help you out any way I can.
Awesome. Well, this has been so much fun. I appreciate your time. And I really hope we can meet at a meetup or a beef auction sometime in the very near future. That would just make my day, Linda.
I would love that. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, amandaradke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.